Some say the greatest threat to America.
He represents a clear and present danger to the national security of the United States.
Comes from other nations. Some say the greatest threat to America.
The course of action I'd suggest is a course of action I can't suggest.
Comes from within.
I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Then he says, this is the final word from the President of the United States. I want nothing.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. Welcome to Day 1048. The House Intelligence Committee concluded that Trump tried to, quote, use the powers of his office to solicit foreign interference on his behalf in the 2020 election, end quote. The 300-page impeachment report released today also asserts that Trump, quote, placed his own personal and political interests, end quote, ahead of U.S. national interests, and that he, quote, subverted U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine and undermined our national security in favor of two politically motivated investigations that would help his presidential re-election campaign, end quote. The report continues that, quote, this continued solicitation of foreign interference in a U.S. election presents a clear and present danger that the president will continue to use the power of his office for his personal political gain, end quote. The Intelligence Committee is expected to approve the report along party lines Tuesday evening, ahead of the first impeachment hearing in the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Meanwhile, House Democrats are considering expanding their articles of impeachment to include charges beyond Trump's alleged abuse of power related to Ukraine. Some members of the Judiciary Committee have discussed drafting articles for obstruction of justice and other, quote, high crimes, end quote, outlined in the Mueller report, as well as allegations that Trump has used the presidency to personally enrich himself. Others on the committee support a more narrow approach that focuses solely on Trump's attempts to pressure Ukraine to launch investigations into his political opponents. Ukraine, meanwhile, knew about Trump's hold on military aid in July and attempted to keep the information from going public, according to the former Ukrainian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs. Olena Zirkel learned about the freeze from an incoming diplomatic cable and informed senior Ukrainian officials who tried to prevent the information from surfacing in order to avoid getting drawn into the impeachment discussion. Zirkel asked for a meeting with a senior aide to Zelensky to discuss the matter on July 30th. The cable had been sent the previous week, but Zirkel couldn't confirm the precise date when it was transmitted. Rudy Giuliani, meanwhile, repeatedly called the White House on the same day that the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was abruptly recalled from her position, according to phone records released by the House Intelligence Committee. Marie Yovanovitch was recalled from her post in May following claims by Trump surrogates that she was undermining his efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate Trump's political rivals. The call records also show that Devin Nunes had multiple contacts in April with Giuliani and Lev Parnas, a Giuliani associate who's been indicted for campaign finance violations. The contacts came as the U.S. envoy worked with Giuliani to persuade Ukraine's president to commit publicly to investigating Trump's political opponents. Separately, phone records also show that Giuliani repeatedly called the White House Situation Room switchboard and other White House numbers on August 8th. Giuliani eventually spoke with someone from Mick Mulvaney's Office of Management and Budget on August 8th for nearly 13 minutes. The whistleblower complaint was filed on August 12th. And finally, an investigation by the Senate Intelligence Committee found no evidence that Ukraine attempted to interfere in the 2016 election. The Republican-led committee was investigating claims by Trump and his allies that Ukraine tried to undermine Trump's candidacy and boost Hillary Clinton in 2016. Trump has used the claims to defend his demands for political investigations from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And now to the notables. One, a federal appeals court ruled that Deutsche Bank and Capital One must comply with a congressional subpoena for Trump, his children, and Trump's company's financial records. Two, Trump said he has no deadline to finalize a trade deal with China and would be willing to wait until after the 2020 election to, quote, see whether or not the deal is going to be right, end quote. And three, The Department of Defense awarded a $400 million contract to build sections of Trump's border wall in Arizona to a company owned by a Republican donor. The company Fisher Sand and Gravel's bid to build 31 miles of new barrier was initially rejected because it didn't meet the required project standards. However, after CEO Tommy Fisher appeared on Fox News multiple times to promote his company, Trump urged the Army Corps of Engineers to award Fisher the contract. Fisher Sand and Gravel has previously been fined more than $1 million for environmental and tax violations, and the former co-owner of the company was sentenced to 37 months in prison in 2009 after pleading guilty to tax fraud. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.